Before we start the show, I'd like to point out that Jasmine is wearing sunglasses.
I'm ready, baby!
For our audience who don't know what she's talking about, later today we're heading to the Latin Alternative Music Conference in New York. We're going to be checking out a bunch of bands, doing interviews, going to shows.
In addition to partying like rock stars.
Well, no, we'll be working very hard. We won't be the very little party. I would also like to point out that we're going to be leaving to New York in a few hours, and Jasmine still hasn't packed her bags.
I like to live on the edge, life in the fast lane.
I think you mean life in the procrastinator's lane.
Okay, you know, Felix, I'm really excited about this music conference. I will tell you one thing, though, that I noticed.
What's that?
Earlier this week, Felix and I were looking at the lineup, and we noticed not too many ladies. I mean, what is up with that?
I know. It's kind of like there's a lot of dudes on the list.
A lot of testosterone.
Which we were both surprised to see. So we gave a friend of the show a call.
We called Andrea Echeverri, lead singer for the Colombian rock band Aterciopelados.
Aterciopelados is a symbol of Latin alternative music, and Andrea is an icon of women in Spanish-speaking rock.
We asked her to tell us about women in Latin rock and women who inspire. I have to admit, I was pretty nervous. I mean, she's such an icon of rock and español, and her lyrics, her stage presence is so strong. I was actually nervous about talking to her, and I don't get nervous about talking to people. But then she was so sweet. She had these little kids running around in the background. I can't believe I was so nervous.
We had a great time, so stay tuned. I'm Felix Contreras.
I'm Jasmine Garst. And if something fantastic is coming out of your speakers or headphones, don't be alarmed. This is Alt Latino. Felix, Andrea's course on Women Who Rock 101 started with folk singers.
You know, like rock music in English, a lot of rock in Espanol is inspired by Latin folk and Latin folk musicians. Now think of how Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell impacted rock in English.
In fact, women have had a very strong presence in Latin folk, and Andrea's first pick was Argentine folk goddess Mercedes Sosa. Que sola me voy quedando mi viejo tunar. Mercedes Sosa, who passed away very recently, was very political, particularly in her celebration of her Native American heritage. She was a larger-than-life person, a full-figured woman who dressed in traditional garb and sang about oppression, injustice, with a voice that was so powerful, Andrea actually described her as a mountain.
I picked Mercedes Sosa because she's a great woman, because she had this conciencia social,
social consciousness,
and she sings amazingly. She has an enormous voice, powerful. She's like a mountain. Yeah, I think it's perfect because the stereotype of woman that we have these days is not at all like her. I think she's the perfect role model for something else.
I've always been impressed by her voice and her songwriting, so let's hear one of her songs. Let's hear her sing La Flor Azul, which means blue flower. Arbol fuiste bien caposo, pobre corazón. Arbol que quedó sin hoja, sin nido ni amor. Dile, dile, chacarera, esa flor azul.
And for our audiences who might not know, this is a very traditional form of Argentine music called chacarera, and it's more of a rural style. What influence do you think Latin folk has had in Latin rock?
In folk, it's real people with roots defending our identity and trying to keep our ancestral knowledge alive. So I think that's why I picked folky.
Are getting a little lesson on women who rock. Our teacher today is Andrea Echeverri. She's the lead singer of Colombian group Aterciopelados.
She started off telling us about a folk legend, Argentine singer Mercedes Sosa, and her next pick is an Argentine rock artist named Juana Molina. Who may not yet be a legend, she has an enormous following both for her quirky musical style and her offbeat comedy performances.
Ay, Juana Molina. She is so amazing. I love her music. I think it's independent, feminine, absolutely contemporary y profound, joyful. I love it.
Well, you know, I actually used to see Juana Molina on television when I was a kid, but not as a singer. I saw her as a comedian. She had her own comedy show, and she's absolutely hilarious. I actually had no idea that she was such a good musician.
We're listening to Juana Molina's Un Día, or One Day.
It's typical Juana Molina. You know, it could be annoying, but she makes it work. Her voice is nasal and a little bit over the top. And the music is definitely very repetitive. It's almost like a washing machine sound.
Which reflects the idea of the song. One day, I'm going to get all my chores done. One day, I'm going to be a better person. One day, I'm going to go to the gym. Un Día. We're taking a crash course in Women Who Rock in Español, and earlier today we were joined by Andrea Echeverri from Artesio Pelados. Her next pick for Women Who Rock comes out of Mexico. Yay! We've also featured her on our show in the past, Julieta Venegas.
Tengo que confesar que a veces no me gusta tu forma de ser. Luego te me desapareces.
Because I can tell them that she's my friend. Long before she got famous, she was my friend, and we toured a lot. We had like maybe two or three tours, and she's so sweet and so great, and she sings really beautifully, and she has a way of being pretty and feminine, very special.
Actually, we're going to listen to one of her songs. It's called Limón y Sal.
Yo te quiero con limón y sal. Yo te quiero tal y como estás. No se falta cambiarte nada.
This is a song about loving a man who has a lot of flaws, and she lists his flaws, and she says she loves him, despite the flaws.
A veces algo se le parece, pero es pura casualidad. Luego me vengo a encontrar, con tus ojos me dan algo más.
That was Julieta Venegas playing Limón y Sal, and she's an incredibly talented musician. She actually plays piano, guitar, accordion. You know, I almost feel like musicians nowadays, they're expected to know how to dance rather than to know how to play instruments. Would you say that's true?
True. But she's amazingly beautiful, mm-hmm. but she doesn't devote herself to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes her even more charming, because she's like a doll, but she, which is not like she's into that, but into writing songs and living life.
Yes.
And she's pregnant, did you know? And I think that is very beautiful for women. Sometimes when you have this busy career, you keep on como postponing it. And she was very happy. I think that is good for women.
You're not speaking of kids.
The kids in the background.
Siento que vuelvo a empezar.
Well, so far we've been talking about women who have established themselves already as heavy hitters in Latin rock. Andrea Echeverri's next pick for Women Who Rock is more of a newcomer. She's a very young Chilean woman who is new to the recording scene, but the Chilean press has already crowned her the princess of rock and roll.
We're talking about Francisca Valenzuela, and her first album was called Muérdete la Lengua, or Bite Your Tongue. She was a musical prodigy when she was young. She was playing piano, guitar, and writing her own songs at the age of 10.
Dulce y se las comen y les devoran hasta las
Some of the lyrics of this song say, I leave a bitter taste in your mouth. She's saying, I'm not sweet. Some women are sweet, but women who are sweet get eaten up whole. You know, as a musician, do you have any advice for women who are just now getting into the music business?
You have to live life. You have to find out why you were sent here. You have to find who you are. You have to find a real big message to share with others. That's what you have to do.
That's great advice.
Mm-hmm. We've been reviewing women who rock en español, from those who have legendary status to the budding new musical stars. Andrea Echeverri's last pick is another young Chilean artist who is really earning her title as a Latin alternative star. I had not heard of Camila Moreno before, but I'm glad I did, because now I am a huge fan.
And you know, her unique style was influenced by a vacation she took as a child in France, and she learned that high pitch that she uses in her voice from Belgian music.
Interesting. Her lyrics are also very emotionally complex and can be very political. And she's talking about the negative influence of international corporations. Pasa la noche, pasa todos los segundos que tomo té en la cocina. Farmacéutica transatlántica transandina. Una vida se apaga porque le estorba. Que no se muera pronto para darle. So, Andrea, you've picked several Chilean artists, and I'm wondering, what is it about the music of Chile that is so special?
I don't know. Every time I go to that country, I feel this special energy.
Now, I want to ask you, you have definitely crossed over into the U.S. I mean, people in the U.S. know about your music. Do you think the pressure that female Latina artists face is different in the U.S. market than in the Latino market?
I think the U.S. is a much more sexual culture.
Really?
Everything, messages, TV, music. It's all these things.
You know, I think...
This is my kid.
Andrea?
Maybe.
Being a father of two small kids myself, I think I recognize when the kids want attention. I think
exactly.
I think we should let them take over the stage.
Okay, well, Andrea, thank you so much. It's been such an honor to have you, and I really hope we get to meet you in person soon, okay?
Okay, un besito.
Un besote. Thank you.
Ciao.
Okay.
Oh, Felix got hung up on by his icon.
Dude, that was so awkward.
Felix. She said she might swing by, though,
person. All right, well, I'll wait for that. But it was great talking to her anyway. That was Andrea Echeverri from the Colombian supergroup Aterciopelados. She joined us on Alt Latino to discuss women who rock en español.
And I think that's our show for today, Felix.
To hear all of the music we discussed today, you can go to our website at npr.org/music.
Leave us your comments.
Are you going to go pack your bags now?
I'm going to go pack my bags. Trust me, I want to be in New York for the Latin Alternative Music Conference.
And we'll see you there. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
And this is Alt Latino.